Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for Faith, Family, Food, Fitness, Detox, Sleep, Stress Management, how to take care of your mobile home, your temporary earth suits, as I like to call them, by living that abundant life that God really desires for us. So grateful you joined us today, and we got a fantastic show. So, listen, if you know anyone that's going through any struggles of any kind, you know, it's Breast Cancer Month this month, and of course, you know my story, you know my sister's story, and I just am passionate about helping people to prevent cancer, reverse cancer, and diseases like cancer. So today, our show, we're going to be talking to author, just a little, in just a few minutes, author Pam Braun. She wrote the book, The Ultimate Anti-Cancer Cookbook. It's an amazing book. She was diagnosed with late-stage cancer. She's a survivor. Her book is filled with information and recipes. We're going to be talking with her in just a little bit. And also, Pastor Marty McDonald and his beautiful wife and cancer survivor, Karen, will be joining us as well. And we're going to hear her journey and also talk really about how to get through those tough times, how we can cope with a diagnosis like cancer. How do we make it through the day when we have trials in our life? You know, Pastor Marty is just an amazing shepherd, and he's a popular guest on this show. You will want to call in and ask some questions. So if you know anyone, or perhaps it's you going through a tough time right now, you'll be able to call in with your questions and comments, 1-800-684-2848 or 883-5000. We want to hear from you today. I just want to remind you that Making Strides for Breast Cancer Walk is next week, 9 o'clock. We got to be there downtown at the canal side this year. It's a different location. I am honored to once again lead the warm-up for thousands, as I have been over the last, I don't know, over 10 years for Making Strides. My team is called Team Marlene in memory of my sister who lost a courageous battle to breast cancer. And so we are going to be there next week, 9 o'clock. I want to see you. You will also be able to get my book next week. We'll have a booth there. The BAC will be there as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. So listen, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors right now. And when we come back, author Pam Braun will be joining us. She is the author of The Ultimate Anti-Cancer Cookbook. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Are you often concerned about your parents being alone or taking their medications properly? If no one answers, do you fear they fell and are hurt? This story is lived by many adult children who often feel alone and without answers. No one wants to cross a parent who believes they're doing fine. And many find it difficult to imagine mom or dad not living in their own home. But often, keeping a parent happy and the reality of their safety and well-being cross lines. Trying to balance your needs and your aging parents can become overwhelming. The Peregrine Way Case Management Program can provide you with all the education, resources, and solutions to help you with this challenging time. Don't go through this alone. Call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing 893-3000 or visit our website at peregrineslanding.com and embrace the Peregrine's Way.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And thank you for joining us for The Raw Truth, Faith, Family, Food, Fitness, Detox, Sleep, Stress Management, taking care of your mobile home, your temporary earth suit. We have a responsibility to do that. And later on in the show, Pastor Marty McDonald will be joining me with his wife and cancer survivor, Karen, and we're going to be talking about their journey and how we can get through those tough times. Also, right now on the phone, I have Pam Braun. She is the author of the Ultimate Anti-Cancer Cookbook. Pam is a late-stage cancer survivor herself. And Pam, are you there?
I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
And where are you calling from, Pam?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm happy to have you on the air here. And, you know, I met you through a mutual friend. I knew of you, actually. I haven't met you yet. Through our mutual friend, Brenda Alacy. And grateful
right.
that she told me about your book. When I was on the air there, she actually had your book, The Ultimate Anti-Cancer Cookbook. Pam, I've been looking at this book over the last couple of weeks, and first of all, you've got some amazing recipes in it, and your story is very touching. Tell our listeners what happened to you in the summer of 2004.
Well, it was 11 years ago, and I'm so grateful for every birthday that rolls around. My main symptom was I was extremely tired, and I didn't even have a doctor up until then. I'd been very healthy. I started taking myself around to doctors and emergency rooms, and everything came back negative. I finally found a guy who really listened to me, ran all the tests. And they found a malignancy, and they thought it was in so many lymph nodes, they thought my initial diagnosis was lymphoma. And then they did a few more tests, and they found out it was gynecological in nature. And what I had was the rarest of women's cancers. I had fallopian tube cancer, which isn't studied very much. Actually, they're looking into it more now. They think perhaps all ovarian cancer starts in the fallopian tubes, so all ovarian cancer might very well be fallopian tube cancer. So they're looking into it, but it's lumped with ovarian at this point. It's treated as ovarian, and it's got pretty much the same odds as ovarian. And I was given a 15% chance of survival and a 75% chance of recurrence.
Wow. I can't even imagine how that rocked your world at that time. But you did something that I always hope and pray that most people do, and looked at the link between diet and cancer, right?
I did, almost immediately. You know, you said before, what can we do? When I was listening to your initial speech there at the start of the show, and you said, what do you do in times of stress or whatever? And I think one of the main things you can do is be informed.
Mm-hmm.
And do as much control as you can, because there isn't much control you can really have with cancer. You can make some decisions, but diet and exercise is one place you really can take control. And that also helps your psyche, too, to know not only your body, but your psyche, to know you're doing something to help yourself.
Absolutely. I had a good friend over our house last night, Tom and Diane, and he has glioblastoma brain tumor, and I was just so grateful to hear him taking control and looking, you know, making changes in his diet and through supplementation and everything else. But, you know, we know for a fact that we can reverse, diseases like cancer. We can shrink tumors. Radical regression is real, although it's not in the mainstream media. And our food is directly related to that. We can either prevent or cause disease by what we eat. And those phytonutrients that you talk about in your book and that I'm an advocate about, really, it's not in the mainstream media. But I love the fact that in your book, The Ultimate Anti-Cancer Diet, you cite a lot of research in the back of your book as well.
Absolutely. I did literally years of research. And, you know, nothing is set in stone. This is not a black and white science, but there is a lot of evidence that points that food helps prevent cancer. As a matter of fact, and I just want to say this, Robbie, so people know, I supplemented traditional therapy. I mean, I had chemotherapy and I had surgery. I supplemented that with diet and exercise. But right now, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and experts now predict that 38% of all breast cancers could be avoided with diet and exercise.
Yes.
I mean, that's tens of thousands of women that don't need to have this experience by making some changes in just your lifestyle.
Absolutely. You know, I was struck by the part in your book where you said the doctor had set you for tests and said, if you're lucky, you have breast cancer. I can't imagine that. You know, the doctor saying that to you.
Well, you know, sometimes doctors say things, and he meant well by that.
Yes,
he was hoping that would be a better odds for me. You know, sometimes I say, well, they're great doctors. You might not want to have them over for Thanksgiving dinner because they don't always say the right thing.
Right, right.
They mean well.
Yes, yes. In your book, you talk about the fact that children born today are up against terrible 50-50 odds of getting cancer in their lifetime unless changes in their lifestyle are made.
Right. And, you know, there's a new study coming out of the UK that's even worse. A new study just a few months ago came out and said 2 out of 3 children being born today are going to get this disease.
Wow.
And if we can do something to cut that in half, you know, we just got to make these changes as a society.
We do. And you know, it's really through education, which I love the fact, as I said, that you wrote this book. You were inspired to write this book to help other people. I did the same in the Raw Truth Recharge book, just because you can't keep information like this to yourself. You know, I believe, you know, obviously first we seek God and, you know, his sovereignty in our life. But, I believe that when you do something like this, when you go through something like this, this obviously, Pam, has become one of your callings, is to let people know that they can change their health.
It has become the calling.
Yes.
Cancer changes everything. Cancer changed my life. It's become my passion to get the word out there and to make a difference and maybe help people save their lives. Because it's such an easy thing to do. We've just got to make this change.
And so, in 2004, you were diagnosed with late-stage cancer and had a 15% chance of survival. And now, how many years later? 14 years?
11.
11 years later.
11 years later. Mm-hmm.
You are doing well, I assume?
Oh, absolutely. I went through the traditional treatment, and 6 months later, I was clean, and I have remained clean ever since. And that's the hard part about fallopian and ovarian cancer, because most women do get clean. Mm-hmm. They don't stay clean. The hard part is staying clean.
Yeah.
And I believe with all my heart, I mean, there would have had been two of me, and one did this and one did something else, but I believe with all my heart the reason I stayed clean and never had a relapse is because I changed my diet, and I changed my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Also tried to reduce the stress in my life, make sure I get enough sleep every night, exercise. I think it's why I'm still here.
Amen. You need to be your own health advocate. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I congratulate you and commend you on being your own health advocate and then in helping other people. This is an amazing book, The Ultimate Anti-Cancer Cookbook. Pam, where can people get this book?
Oh, it should be anywhere that, you know, books are sold. Certainly on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Gosh, even Walmart has it. Everybody. You can get it just about anywhere.
Wow. It's got 225 delicious recipes for everyday meals using everyday foods, the foods of the earth that God created. I love it.
that was important to me. A lot of these books have stuff that people have never heard of. Mm-hmm. And I think you can stay healthy just by going to your local grocery store. I do.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Pam, thank you so much for writing the book. Thank you for being a health advocate and a disciple in helping people to, you know, heal their body. I believe that God, you know, the God that made the body can heal the body, but we need to take responsibility ourselves in making sure that we take care of our temporary suits, our mobile homes, as I like to call them. So thank you so much, Pam Braun, the author of The Ultimate Anti-Cancer Cookbook, Survivor of Late Stage Cancer. I wish you all the best, and thank you again. Hopefully we'll be able to connect again in the future.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for all you do also.
Oh, thank you. All right, God bless you,
thank
Pam.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, so that was Pam Braun, the Ultimate Anti-Cancer Cookbook author, survived late-stage cancer. It's been 11 years. She only had a 15% survival. So, you know, that's amazing. But, you know, in all due respect, as I always say to the doctors, they're not God. Okay, only God knows the day and the hour, and we can change our health, and we should. So listen, you know, again, it's Breast Cancer Month. I'm excited, so excited and honored to be leading the warm-up next Saturday, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. The walk is now going to be at Canalside next year, or next week, and I posted my link, which is Team Arlene, in memory of my sister Arlene, who fought a courageous battle but lost. For breast cancer. She was given a short time in her life, but she actually lived 10 years and fought that courageous battle. Every year I walk and I do the warm-up in memory of Arlene, Team Arlene, next Saturday. If you have a team, that's great. I'd love to see you there. But if you don't have a team, I'd love you to join my team. So, listen, coming up next, Pastor Marty McDonald and his beautiful wife, Karen. She is a cancer survivor as well. We're going to be taking your calls, talking about how to make it through the tough times. You know, what? It doesn't have to be cancer. It could be possibly marriage, your children, whatever it is. You know that we will talk about it today. And Pastor Marty McDonald and Karen have been through it all, and we will hear her story and also want to hear from you. So when we come back, Pastor Marty McDonald and Karen in the house, stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
While the gender of your lawyer should not affect the outcome of your case, you should be at ease with the person representing you. At the Car Accident and Injury Law Firm of Gelber and O'Connell, we have been advised by clients that there are times when only a woman can understand the issues facing another woman after a serious car accident. So, we have hired dedicated female accident attorneys to give you the option of meeting with someone who understands the special issues women face. For a free consultation, call 633-5050.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
God delights in watching you enjoy life, but life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, is Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802. That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And we are back. I went to see War Room again last night. Twice I've seen it. Twice my husband and I cried. Is it okay to say my husband cried? Anyways, I'm going to say it. We both cried. It's an amazing movie. You should go see it. Do not forget, next week, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, The Walk. The American Cancer Society did an amazing job, does an amazing job. I'm honored and grateful to be doing the warm-up again for like the 10th year in a row. It's at 9 o'clock, Canal Side. Do not miss it. You need to register earlier. And, of course, we'll have a table there with my books available, The Raw Truth Recharge, 7 Truths to Health and Fitness at the BAC, and the Raw Truth table. So we hope to see you there. But right now, what's that?
The hottest books on the market.
Thank you. That is Pastor Marty McDonald. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so grateful that you're joining us today.
It's an honor to always to be here and to be with you today. I was praying this morning, and you're a prophet for this time for people to eat right and to live healthy. And it's people like you that really make a difference in society, and we're grateful to have you in our lives and to help us and to help so many. We just stand and applaud all the great work that you do.
Well, ditto, my friend, ditto. And Pastor Marty, I heard Carrie talking about you this week on Worship 1 to 3 and talking about what a shepherd you are, and you truly are.
The check's in the mail, Carrie.
Well, it's true. It's true. And, of course, your beautiful wife, Karen, is here today. And I actually posted a picture of us this morning, but it was from last year today.
It was. I saw that.
You know how Facebook brings up pictures, memories of last year. And I did not realize when I asked you to be on today that you were on last year at this time. We had actually pre-recorded it. And you were going through your trial, Karen, last year at this time. Tell our listeners about that.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer at a routine mammogram, just almost a year to the day, and I went back to work. They said, would you like to stay? Would you like to hear the results? And the lady looked at me, and I was like, no. I said, there's never anything wrong. I'm going back to work. Mm. And then as I look back, you can tell the look like, you really should stay.
Oh.
So it was very small. It was one and less, stage one and less. So I went through the surgery, went through the treatment, went through chemo, went through radiation, which, people can tell you what it's like, but you have to experience it for yourself. So it gives you a greater dimension of compassion. And really, when you hear somebody say, I have cancer, let alone breast cancer, you know exactly what they're going to go through. And it's kind of like a little secret group of women that, pray for each other. Once you find out, you're like, God, help them. Like I say, like you helped me.
Mm.
So now I'm through with treatment, and I'm very thankful.
Well, praise God for that. And, one of the things that I remember about last year was the incredible support system you had with your family, particularly Pastor Marty.
Oh, yeah, he was there all the time.
Had to be.
You went to every appointment with her, didn't you?
Every one. It broke my heart. The first time she started getting the chemo, I'll cry about it right now. I'll never forget that day when they put that needle in her arm and that fluid started to run into her, and I just broke down. She should have been the one crying, but I looked at my wife that I'd been married to for over 3 decades, and I thought of all the things that we did together, that we faced together, we worked through together, here we are at this moment, and I'm, for a moment, just the fear and anxiety came over to me, to the point where the two nurses that were there came up, one on each side, wanted to know if I wanted some medication and go lay down. And they, when they said that, we looked at one another, then we started laughing.
Started laughing because
like
I'm
are
like,
now, but,
oh, dear, Martin, you're going to have to get yourself together on this one.
No. Well, you're both making me cry now. So,
but just like now as it is then and it has always been, that we have to depend on God. People that are trying to go through this or any other challenge in their life, whether it's in their family, their relationship, in their marriage, with their children, or whatever, you cannot go it alone. And God never intended us to do that alone. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So even in the toughest, darkest time, the Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. He'll lift them up. He'll help them. And in that moment, I felt the peace of God. The Bible says, he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him.
Mm.
And that's what happened at that moment. And it carried on. And, you know, after that, I just went there, and I was going to be a great support. And my wife is such a champion.
We learned to send him to Starbucks to get us coffee. Then they started the chemo. We're like, yeah, we could use some coffee. And then he came back, and he was okay.
Well, you know, I mean, there are people listening now that I know are going through trials and tribulations. And actually, I'm going to say Jeff and I are right now. We're going through something in our life that is tough. And he recently was laid off with thousands of others in his job that, you know. So we are, you know, it doesn't matter if it's your marriage, your health, your kids, whatever it is. What you said, Pastor Marty, is truth. And I've been tweeting a lot, lately, just things that come to my mind. One of the things I wrote is, when life seems uncertain or uncontrollable, don't worry. God is in control, and he will bring good out of your struggles when you seek him alone. And it's true. You know, we have to keep our eyes mm-hmm. on the Lord of Lords, because there's only so much in our life that we can control, right? I mean, we can control what we eat, which we were just talking about, but even with that, people struggle with that. You know, they have loss of control. They don't have the discipline that they need. I always say, if you want to get lean on the Lord. But, you know, when it comes to something like cancer, it rocks your world, doesn't it, Karen? I mean, it's like mm-hmm. you said that you did not expect that. I've had a couple scares. I talked about my sister that, you know, lost her battle with breast cancer, unfortunately. But, you know, there are going to be trials in our life, isn't there, Pastor Marty? I
Absolutely.
Mean, God's word tells us that.
Absolutely.
The storms are going to come, right?
Yes. You're either, and I tell this all the time, you're either getting ready to go through one, you're in one, or you've just come out of one.
Mm.
The Bible says that in this world you will have trouble. One translation says tribulation, challenges, difficulties. In this world you will have them. For people to say, you know, say things, I just want to be happy. Hello, we live in a fallen, broken world.
Mm-hmm.
And other people that say, well, if God was really there, if he really loved me, he couldn't change all of this. He did change it by sending his son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross, give his life that we could live, and live in the middle of the pain and the challenge. He manifests his strength in the midst of our darkness and in the midst of our weakness. Some of the disciples came to Jesus one time. They found the individual that was blind, child. They said, Lord, did he sin or did his parents sin? And see, that's the mindset of the world. There must be a reason. You had to do something wrong to have this trouble, this challenge, this trial come upon you. And Jesus answered it then as he does now. He said, neither. Now, even when he said that, he was saying that from a redemptive point, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of
Amen.
God. So what he was addressing was the deeper question. Okay, what is it in their lives? You know, in culture, people do that all the time. Somebody gets cancer. Well, wonder what sin they committed. Somebody loses a job. Must be he wasn't doing this, or something's wrong in their life. Has nothing to do with that. Now, do things contribute to challenges? Well, of course. But you can be living perfectly. You can be living everything going well. And I'm telling you, the dark clouds will come, and if you don't trust in him, they'll knock you off your feet. But we have someone that we can lean on, as you say, and trust, and that's Jesus. And he'll help us through this. He really will. And I got good news that even if somebody has sinned and has brought themselves, the Bible says when we were faithless, he remained faithful.
Yes.
Well, that's, that ought to make somebody happy today.
Oh, yes. Yep.
That ought to make somebody. Because, Robbie, I've got myself in messes. Mm-hmm. I was guilty. I did it.
We all are.
I got it. And you know what? Have. He lifted me out of the mess. The Bible says in Psalms, he'll lift you out of the miry clay and set your feet on a solid rock.
Amen.
So even today, as you and your family are going through your husband with the loss of his job, you know what? God's got something greater. Mm-hmm. He's going to do something better. And if you'll let him during this time, he'll show you some things. He'll bring the two of you together closer, mm-hmm. and he'll bless your life and your family. You'll look back at this time with the enemy meant for evil. God's got something good.
Absolutely. And people actually this week have said to me, you guys must be flipping out. And I'm like, you know what? We have a peace that surpasses all understanding because we know of God's sovereignty and we know, you know, good's going to come out of it. He's already got a couple of opportunities this week. And, you know, we know that when one door shuts, another one opens. God is in it.
Absolutely.
And it's not when the storms or if the storms are going to come. It's when the storms are going to come, right? It's when. They're going to come, right?
Some of the most challenging moments. And we'll be married in December, 38 years.
Oh, my gosh. You guys don't even look 38.
I know, we got both married when we were 10.
That's crazy.
That's it. I told him, don't say that.
We've been through some real challenges. You know when our greatest times were?
When?
Go ahead, babe.
Yeah, when we were in the challenges, it pulled us together.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
you take that opportunity, and it's like, who do you have to depend on but God and then the people that are closest to you?
Amen. So. Amen. Wow. Well, you know, when we come back, Pastor Marty, I just have to say, because I know, you know, you are such a shepherd. You are so good at, you know, helping people through tough times and being an encourager. And I know that one of the reasons why you are is because you've been there.
Yeah.
And I want you to just recap on that, your story a little bit. And then, again, I want to hear from our listeners, maybe there's someone out there that needs prayer. We will be happy to pray with you.
Absolutely.
Maybe, you know, maybe you have some questions about your diet, in how to prevent and reverse diseases like cancer. It is real. Radical regression of tumors is the real deal. There's tons of research out there. Maybe, you know, you are someone who knows someone going through something and you have some questions. We want to hear from you. 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Pastor Marty McDonald from the City Church of Batavia in the house with his beautiful wife, Karen. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
You've been curious about LASIK procedure. Now you can learn about how safe and effective vision correction is at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care's open house Thursday, November 19th at 5:45 p.m. held in Amherst at their Niagara Falls Boulevard location. See a live LASIK procedure, meet the surgeons, and take home informative literature. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-309-2020. Improve yourself and your eyesight. Say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30-plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's Word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Today.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Hey everybody, this is Neil Boron. I finally gave up the fight and asked for help. I've struggled with my weight for years, and I finally got the right help from my dear friend Robbie Raw. She taught me how to be healthy, how to make the right food choices, and how to exercise properly. To this day, she encourages me to stay focused on my new lifestyle. She can help you too. Robbie will teach you the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy for life. She offers private and semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching, and her signature plan, the Raw Truth Recharge, an 8 to 12 week class with a 7 to 14 day detox to help you get the results you're longing for. Whether you're dealing with years of yo-yo dieting, fighting a disease like diabetes, or working hard in the gym and not seeing results, hey, it's time you seek help from personal health and fitness coach Robbie Raw. The struggle is a daily one, but this plan will help change your life. For more information, visit our website at robbieraw.com. That's Robbie Raw, R-A-U-G-H.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And not only is the Making Strides event next Saturday at 9 o'clock, and I'll be there with Team Arlene doing the warm-up. I'm so excited to meet all of our listeners and everyone that comes to support the American Cancer Society. But also next Saturday on my show, Carol McLeod will be joining me. And she, of course, is a Bible teacher. She's got her own show here on WDCX. She'll be joining me in studio as well. And now in studio, we have Pastor Marty McDonald and his beautiful wife, Karen. And I couldn't be happier to have them sitting across from me here, because I know that there are people listening right now, Pastor Marty, that need to hear, you know, your trials. You have been through Karen being diagnosed with breast cancer. But prior to that, when you were growing up, you had some trials that you were going through, right?
Yeah. I mean, we lived in an incredibly dysfunctional home. Before I even get to that, I wanted to say before you went to the break that although God can lift us up out of our issues and our troubles, and he is a restorer, a rewarder of those who seek him, you made the comment, and I just want to echo it again, that we can change our health by the way that we change our eating habits. A lot of people are standing in lines for healing and then going back and putting things in their temple that is contrary to everything that they just asked for. And when I say that, I don't want to make people feel bad or belittle them or nothing like this, but there is a way out of that. Robbie is here today. Get her book. It'll help you. It'll bless you and set you free in that area. But you know, and as we were growing up, I lived in an incredibly dysfunctional home, a raging alcoholic for a father who was incredibly abusive, and he hurt everybody. I mean, he was just abusive. I could take a long time. People say, well, if you forgive, how come you don't forget? God never told us that we would forget it, but he would take the power of it out of our lives. And so I remember every time that he put my mom in the hospital. I remember every time that he would hit me or hit one of my brothers, or one time seriously injured my sister that I just found out about a few years ago. But I lost a sister, I lost a brother, I lost my father and my mother by the time I was 17. My mom died of stomach cancer. She's 58. My dad was 60 and died of an alcoholic. And at that time, I was homeless and didn't have anywhere to go. And somebody handed me a black King James Bible, told me if I read it, this might help me. And I began to read it. I was shortly after that, I began to date my girlfriend, who later became my wife. And her dad said, if you're going to date that boy, he must come to church with you. Mm. And I laughed it off. I wanted to be with this blonde, hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to church, and little did I know from that experience going, I went, and God touched my hard heart in the midst of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Four family members gone, dealing with what I said I'd never do because of the abuse that I saw my father give to my family. I said I'd never touch alcohol, I'd never touch drugs. I was doing the very thing I said I wouldn't do. And God took all that. He delivered me. He set me free from that. And from that point on, I've never turned back. And He's built my life so differently than anything I ever knew. And that's why I'm so passionate that I tell my wife all the time, nothing surprises me and nothing scares me. People tell me things all the time that are bizarre. But I know that God can deliver. He can lift people out of that. That's what He does. He'll come to you in the darkest point of your life. And all throughout the Scripture, God meets people in dark, deep places, everywhere. You look right through the Old Testament, through the New Testament. He meets people in the midst of their pain, in the midst of darkness. And if we'll open up our heart to Him and let Him, He'll transform our lives. And now, so I came from this abusive. We never had two plates or two glasses the same in the house because my dad, when he'd get drunk, he'd come home, he'd smash all the plates, smash all the glass, throw them at the family, hurt everybody. And so my mom would get all these leftovers. We never had that. Today, I've got many plates and glasses. Mm-hmm. I live in a house where there's none of that that ever happens in our home. I thank God I got three beautiful sons, two that are married, five grandchildren. My parents, they never saw me get married. They never met any of my children. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Wow.
And God has blessed me. And I'm telling you, I'm so thankful today. He has blessed me to see my children, to bless them. They all love the Lord, serve the Lord in our church, active. My grandchildren, nothing blesses me more than to see my grandkids. I got a video on my phone. I had them all in my car yesterday. They're singing to the top of their lungs Christian music.
No.
God can turn your life around. He can change your story. He can help you with the proclivities of your life. He really can.
Amen. And it could have been, people who go through what you have gone through, Pastor Marty, in an abusive home, sometimes end up being abusive themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that, witnessing that, it might have been a temptation for you. I don't know. But you turned it around.
That's one thing that God he's really helped me with. Now, my dad had a ferocious temper. And through many years of my life, although I never acted on it, I had to be confronted and deal with that. And God has helped me in an incredible way. I never, never wanted to hurt my wife. She's hurt me a couple times, but I'm just joking. Just joking. But God, He'll change your DNA too.
Yeah.
The Scripture says in Romans that we're grafted now into the vine. I'm not, although I'm from this natural family, I've got a new spiritual family that I'm a part of.
I love it. I love it. And God, sometimes will use those dark times to drive us back to Him, won't He?
Absolutely. God will use anything to bring us close to Him.
Mm.
But He doesn't just, I don't want people to think, well, I'm going through breast cancer. I'm going through this sickness. My husband or my wife left me because God's trying to get my attention. He doesn't pull those tricks, but He'll use them.
Yes.
He'll use them. He didn't put breast cancer on my wife.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't cause your husband to lose his job because He wants to get your attention, but in the midst of it, we can look to Him, and He'll be a rewarder of those that seek Him.
And turn it into good.
And He'll turn it into something good. Joseph,
Amen.
After his brothers had sold him and had lied about him, and he had gone through all that pain, and one day his brothers and his dad stood before him. He could have had him killed, but he says, what you did, you meant it for evil, but God, He turned it around for something great.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors again, and I know we'll take our next caller. Ethel, you're next when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. I want to mention Feel Right Fresh Markets. They have my book there, The Raw Truth Recharge, along with Pine Pharmacy, Family Medical Pharmacy, The Chapel at Cross Point, Batavia City Church, Pastor Marty's Church, Bender's Christian Store. The list goes on and on. Amazon.com and also Barnes & Noble's. But Feel Right Fresh Markets is your place to go when you want to buy that organic food, that non-GMO food, without the pesticides, without the carcinogens, everything else. Check out Feel Right Fresh Markets to heal your body and to fuel your body. I love them there, and they will help you. Let them know that Robbie sent you. Pastor Marty McDonald is in the house. We will take Ethel's call when we come back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Some law firms advertise their size as a good thing, but the car accident and injury lawyers at Gelber & O'Connell believe that bigger isn't always better. When you need personal medical attention, you don't look for the largest doctor's office. When you need personal tax advice, you don't look for the largest accounting firm. So, when you need a personal injury attorney, go to the law firm that provides the personal attention you deserve. Don't get lost in the shuffle if you are injured in a car accident. Call Gelber & O'Connell for a free consultation, 633-5050.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
All right, so Ethel, we're not going to be able to take your call because we are running late, but I'll tell you, the Udo's oil that you're talking about, there are essential oils that I use. I use actually the doTERRA essential oils for a lot of different ailments and everything else, and I totally agree with them, and we could do a whole other show on that. But Pastor Marty McDonald is here and his beautiful wife, Karen. The Breast Cancer Walk is next week. I hope you guys will join us for that, Making Strides for Breast Cancer. We were talking about God's sovereignty in all of the darkest times. And, Karen, I don't know, I was there any doubt in your mind during the trial that you went through that God was in control?
I don't think there was a doubt when I go back and think. I always thought that there was hope. Obviously, it was something that I had to go through. Even now when I pray for people at church, I always pray that they have hope, no matter what they're going through, if it's sickness, if it is an illness, if it's a relationship, if it is money, if it's anything. Everybody needs hope, and I remember
I didn't work during that time, and I remember thinking how blessed I was that I could go through the trial, go through the chemo, go through the radiation, and at that point not work, so I was relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt I was blessed when I went through it.
And so, you know, there's people listening right now, and I know my sister was working.
Mm-hmm.
She would go for chemo and radiation. She was a principal and then go back to work. But that is what kept her focus off of what she was going through. It actually was very therapeutic for her to continue working, because I used to say to Arlene, you know, why don't you just take some time off? I mean, she had stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, chemo, radiation, bone marrow transplants, gamma knife treatments to her brain,
wow.
You name it. And she would go back to work. And she said, Robbie, I want to work. I want to, you know, keep my mind. So I guess everybody is different in that respect.
Well, don't let her kid you. She didn't take that much time off. A little time.
Well, I didn't think about it, because when I did my first chemo, I got very, very, very sick. And they had to change all my medication. And when the doctor saw me after my first treatment, she just said, you're going out on disability. And I was like, okay. And it wasn't like even a thought.
Yeah.
And then now that I look back, I'm like, wow, I was really blessed that she did that. And I was off for maybe 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I thought when I had that opportunity to be off, because I was always working, I thought it was just a blessing just to relax, not get up early, to be able to sleep. Because with the steroids, when you're on the steroids, you don't sleep well.
Right.
So, you know, different things and challenges, I still saw the blessing through them for me personally.
Right, right. And I'm, you know, sometimes when we're in the midst of things, we don't really see the God's hand in it. I mean, I talk about this over and over with my mom, how I didn't, you know, well, I did see God's hand. But sometimes I go through things that I don't see God's hand in,
mm-hmm.
while we're going through it. And if people, I'm sure, Pastor Marty, there are people listening right now,
mm-hmm.
who are afraid to call in, who maybe they know God, maybe they don't know God, and they're saying, why? Why, God? Why am I the one going through this?
And they don't have time, I know, to call in, but they can message you. They can instant message me on Facebook, and I'd love to do any help. The last thing I want to do is come into somebody's life, or, you know, any of us want to do, in a time of darkness and say, oh, you shouldn't be feeling that way. Come on, buck up. God's with you. Get a big smile on your face. So people do that to me, I just want to choke them. And that's so inappropriate at that time. So we put our arms around them and say, hey, we want to walk with you through this. We want to help you. And God is there. He's there to help you. And that's what our heart is this morning with you.
Right. Well, we have one more break, right, Ken? We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors. Ken's giving me the one more break sign. So when we come back, Pastor Murray, I want you to pray for people who
Absolutely.
Are listening right now, if you would.
Absolutely.
That feel like they're alone. They feel like God's not there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they maybe knew God or maybe did not know God, but I think that we need to pray for our listeners today, especially those going through cancer and feel that loss of hope.
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll do that.
So we're going to our endorsed sponsors. Dr. Bob Bader is one of our new sponsors. I love this man. I got to get over to him. He's a chiropractor who knows the Lord and knows that God really heals the body. But God's using chiropractor Bob Bader. Listen to his segment here, and we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
God delights in watching you enjoy life, but life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today. 839-3638 or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Are you often concerned about your parents being alone or taking their medications properly? If no one answers, do you fear they fell and are hurt? This story is lived by many adult children who often feel alone and without answers. No one wants to cross a parent who believes they're doing fine, and many find it difficult to imagine mom or dad not living in their own home. But often, keeping a parent happy and the reality of their safety and well-being cross lines. Trying to balance your needs and your aging parents can become overwhelming. The Peregrine Way Case Management Program can provide you with all the education, resources, and solutions to help you with this challenging time. Don't go through this alone. Call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing, 893-3000. Or visit our website at peregrineslanding.com and embrace the Peregrine's Way.
You've been curious about LASIK procedure. Now you can learn about how safe and effective vision correction is at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care's open house Thursday, November 19th at 5:45 p.m. held in Amherst at their Niagara Falls Boulevard location. See a live LASIK procedure, meet the surgeons, and take home informative literature. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-309-2020. Improve yourself and your eyesight. Say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And I wanted to mention that, again, next week, Making Strides for Breast Cancer on. We're going to be walking. I'll be doing the warm-up at 9 o'clock at the at Canal Side. It's changed at a Canal Side this year. I'm so excited. My team is Team Arlene, in memory of my sister Arlene, who lost her battle to breast cancer. Also, I want to mention that Pastor Marty and Anita are going to be on.
Yes.
November 14th. Tell our listeners about Anita.
She's an incredible counselor that I had the honor of meeting. Came with such high accolades from these people that I have such respect for. And she's spoken in the lives of some people that are very close to us, and I just think the world of her.
And
she's going to be a blessing.
We're going to be talking about how to get through difficult marriages and relationships and everything else. But Pastor Marty and Karen, thank you so much for joining us. Before we go, Pastor Marty, I want you to pray. I know there's somebody listening right now. If you would pray for those who need to know that God is there right now.
Yeah, if you just close your eyes with me and let's just believe God together for whatever it is that you're going through in your life, and you're not alone. Even if you've never committed your life to Christ, He's close to you and waiting to come and help you and just to bring peace into your situation. So, Father, I agree today. We're so thankful for WDCX and Robbie and the heart that she has to help so many. And I pray, Lord, today that if someone is listening, which I know there is, they're going through a challenge in their home, in their family, with their health. Lord, I pray for those who are dealing with breast cancer or even those who have lost loved ones to that evil disease. I ask, God, that today that peace would come to them. And, Lord, that you would reveal yourself in a new and a powerful way. And, God, you would let them know that they can get through this time and the season of their life, that you have better on the other side. The best days of their life are yet ahead for them. So, Lord, I pray blessing. I pray hope. I pray peace to my friends today in Jesus' name.
Amen. And nothing is too big for God.
Nothing.
Cancer is not too big for God.
Nothing.
So just keep your eyes on Jesus. Take your hands off the wheel. Go see the War Room movie, and it'll teach you a few things about that. Thank you, Pastor Marty.
Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you so much for joining us, Karen and Pastor Marty. And next week, Carol McLeod will be joining us. She is she has a national show here on WDCX. She has a new book out. We'll be talking to her. And, again, I want to see you at the Making Strides for Breast Cancer Walk. And that is going to be at 9 o'clock at Canalside. If you follow me on social media, you can get to my link, join up my team, or you just want to pray for our team, or just donate to the team, Team Arlene. I would love you to, raising money for Making Strides for Breast Cancer for the American Cancer Society. They do so much. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's a beautiful afternoon here in Buffalo, people. Get out there, get some vitamin D, enjoy it, and remember that God put that breath in your lungs and the beat of your heart. Be thankful. God bless you. We'll see you right back here next week.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.